Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Send Network and at LifePoint. We're beginning a new series today called Camouflage Christmas, and the main idea of this series is the proof is in the prophecies. This Christmas, we're going to look at some Old Testament prophecies about Jesus and how they are fulfilled in the New Testament. We're looking at Jesus as kind of three different titles: prophet, priest, and king. So this week, we're considering Jesus as our prophet. Deuteronomy 18 talks about a prophet that God would raise up and that Israel must listen to. Hebrews 1 says this about Jesus, who is that prophet. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of God's glory and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. For hundreds of years, God spoke to his people through the prophets. These were people who were chosen to speak for God. God spoke to them. They spoke to the people. The people spoke to them. They spoke to God. They acted as this go-between between God's people and God. So there was, in a sense, this separation between God and his people because they required a prophet to go between them. And this is amazing that God used prophets in this way. He used Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, just to name a few. But with Jesus, God is doing something entirely different, something entirely new. God is the messenger. God is the prophet. God is not sending a human prophet. He is sending himself. God used to speak through people to his people, but now he is speaking to his people through his Son. And I think this is important for at least a couple of reasons. First of all, God really wants his message to come across, right? Because God used prophets, there was often opportunity for a lot of error. Often there were false prophets who would speak for God, even when they had never heard from God. God's people were often misled and misinformed by false prophets. They made decisions based on what these prophets said, and those decisions were not always God-informed. So it was hard to know when a prophet was speaking for God and just speaking out of their own hearts. But when God sent Jesus, he wanted us to hear directly from him. He wants us to have no confusion around what he is asking of us or wanting to tell us. You just have to look at the life and words of Jesus. This is what God is after. Secondly, Jesus is God's final word. We need a Jesus-shaped theology. The scripture says that he is the exact representation of God's character and his nature. He is the radiance of God's glory. Jesus is like God, yes, but we also need to see that God is like Jesus. We need to see God through the life and person of Jesus. The final word on who God is and what he is like culminates in the person of Jesus. So the way we read the Old Testament should be through Jesus. The way we interpret the activity of God in the Old Testament should be through Jesus. The way that we understand God and build theologies should be through Jesus. Any theology that does not come first through the person of Jesus is illegitimate and destined for error. Let me give you an example. I recently heard a pastor say that God is our creator, and because he is the creator of the universe, we should fear him. And just in case we were inclined to misunderstand what this preacher was saying, he clarified his statement. He said, "Don't hear me saying that we should be in reverent awe of God. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying that God, as creator, should absolutely create fear in our lives. Like the prophets of the Old Testament, we should fall on our faces before God in fear." That's what he said. Now, the only problem with what he is saying is that he doesn't consider Jesus at all in his teaching. The fact that God is creator should not cause us to be afraid of him. It should cause us to love him, to find joy in him. It should cause us to create ourselves because we were made in his image and he is our creator. And so we're called to create. I mean, I can think of a thousand things that we should feel about God as our creator, and fear is not one of them. See, because of Jesus, we don't have to be afraid of God. Because Jesus came to earth to be near us, to bring us back to God, we can run to him, not want to run away from him. Because of Jesus, we don't have to be afraid anymore. See, when it comes to God, Jesus gets the last word on what he is like. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you'll come back tomorrow for more episodes. Lord, thank you so much for sending your son to show us what you're really like. Thank you for revealing your love for us and for showing us that because of Jesus, we never have to be afraid of you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and thank the Lord for his nearness to you and for sending his son for you so that you can know what he is like.